Now it's time for Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Paul.
I'm glad you're here.
Oh, me too.
To start the show, I have a song that really symbolizes to me the past week. It is a cover of a Beatles song, and it's called Help. Help! I need When I was younger, so much
younger than today, I never needed anybody. Is this the Rembrandts?
It's called Silverstein.
Okay, it sounds like the people that do the Friends theme to me.
Oh.
What do I know?
There's no video, I'm just watching.
Yeah.
By the way. Oh. There we are, so that's good. Cameras. We're now on camera, everybody.
Oh, good. Hey, folks. Good. I just started a watch party.
Far out.
You see, it's that song from the movie of Help.
Yeah,
but it's a hard rock version.
I like it. You don't sit still to a song like this, you know. You got to move, man. Yeah.
We already got a text saying, where's your show? Sorry, folks. We were a little late today.
Won't you please, please help me? When I was younger, so much younger than today. Day. I never needed anybody's help in any way. 2, 3, 4. I'm sending you something else, Paul, in okay. The email.
Do you see here how angry the person is behind there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sounded like that giant Muppet, like the person in a giant Muppet suit. I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
On the Muppet Show.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the band called Gore.
Oh, no, but that would work too. Yeah.
Now I gotta turn it off. It's very angry, isn't it?
There was a very robust ending.
Yes.
Holy smokes.
And it's angry, and that's the way it is, folks. That's my feeling.
Oh, I'm connecting a dot now.
That's the feeling from past week. Mm-hmm. So, that was Silverstein with their cover of the Beatles' Help. To sum up, past week. Welcome to Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Yay, I'm Chris.
And I'm Paul. This is a show where we review the most important things from the past week, and we get you ready for the next week. It's your one-stop podcast to keep you updated. It's a real week review. Just listen to us, and you won't need any other information outlet. Again, we guarantee it.
Wow.
If it's Sunday morning, you can listen to us online at kctkradio.com or the KCTK Radio app. Or you can watch us Facebook Live on the KCTK Radio page. Sorry, we're a little bit late. We had a little internet issue.
We did.
We were about to broadcast without our beautiful, wonderful faces, and I know people would not go that way.
Okay.
So get the KCTK Radio app. Just go and you go to your app store if you're on Android or if you're on iPhone, and you go in there and you type in KCTK, and then they'll say, this costs $15, and you'll go, no, I'm a past week, next week listener, and you'll get it for absolutely free.
Wow.
So that's good for you. Download it. It's free. You can join the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060. We welcome your participation. We already have a text I'm looking forward to reading. If you're listening to a rebroadcast of the show Sunday evening, 7 p.m. on Delmarva Talk Radio, or Tuesday evening, 9 p.m. on Good Talk Radio, you can still tell us your thoughts on 913-735-0060, the Past Week, Next Week Facebook page, or just let us know what you think. We welcome your participation. Coming up, we have a weekly news quiz, pop culture update, a rehashed lazy special feature.
Yay.
Headlines and predictions and much, much more. So first, why do you think I picked that song?
I think you're just frustrated with things that have been happening in the world.
Yes.
Maybe specifically here in the United States. Yes. We're coming upon an election. There's a lot of noise. The news cycle seems to move about every 3 minutes. There's a new top story. It's hard to keep up with. Mm-hmm. I think help is the appropriate response, but that's just a guess on my part.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it just seems just very frustrating getting closer to the election, particularly, and it just, it's a, you know, the lies and the...
Yeah.
It just is crazy. The other thing, the other reason I picked that song was it's an updated version and there's a lot of anger behind it.
Yeah.
That seems to symbolize me a lot. Yeah, everything's fine and I'm really pissed off inside. So that's good. Also, it's not the Beatles because usually when we put Beatles on Facebook, they kick us off.
Right. So hopefully.
McCartney needs more money. Fucker.
Hopefully we're still on. I think we are. I don't know. I've not gotten any. Anybody telling me, hey, you guys aren't on. So
now, before we figure out what's going on with you, we did get this text. Dear past week, tomorrow. You know, they're listeners. Yeah, I don't care what they call it.
Wow.
I enjoy your show and enjoy Ranger Rob pet poopy bags.
Mm.
Can you tell me why my Snapchat feed is filled with videos of people getting hurt? Skateboarders, party tricks gone wrong, the stunts that backfire, everyone is getting hurt. Well, I guess that feeds right into what I'm saying. I think people are angry.
Mm-hmm.
A sense of uncertainty?
Uncertainty.
Uncertainty, yeah. They can't talk. They're frustrated by it. and they feel like if they watch other people hurt, that will make them feel good.
Oh.
So I'm hoping
so we take pleasure in others' pain.
Yes, I'm hoping that this person... I can't tell who it is, but I'm sure you could guess. You got three guesses. The first two don't count. But I would like to see him, you know, nasty spill on and have him do that on his chap snap.
Oh, yeah, on his chap snatch.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than a chap snatch. That's what I say.
So what's going on with you, Chris?
Oh, you know, it's same old, same old. I did have a couple of things stand out this past week. One, today... This very day is my oldest daughter's 21st birthday, so
whoa.
Happy birthday, Molly. I'm sure she's listening to the show, so she'll hear this and know that I didn't forget.
This is her gift, basically.
Yes, yes. So that's exciting. She's on the homecoming committee at MU, and they had virtual homecoming this weekend, so I wasn't able to go down and spend any time with her because she had to be available for all the Zoom virtual homecoming activities that they have, which seems ridiculous
completely.
To me.
I feel so sorry for those kids at MU, especially if you're a freshman there.
Yes.
You're looking forward to going to all the football games. And
I'll tell you, my younger daughter is in that boat. It's like, hey, I'm in college and all I can do is sit in my dorm room. And I feel for her too. So what do you
do? Have you ever been down to, I'm sure you have, maybe last year, year before, the MU homecoming the night before where you walk around and see the, they call them the decks, maybe?
I actually have not done that, no.
It's a fun time.
Is it?
They got food trucks and everyone.
Yeah.
It's more than just the kids. It's everybody in the town and people. What they're doing, they're coming back home to their college.
Yeah. This is starting to make sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we would always go do that when we had kids at MU and then spend the night.
Mm-hmm.
We'd sneak the dog in.
Yeah.
Gilly, your friend right down there.
She loves me.
The official, you know.
KCTK pug
and Ranger Rob pug.
Yeah.
She'd go with us and we'd watch the parade the next day.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Ourselves.
My wife loved it. She loved it oh so very much.
Sure.
I didn't. Never had a good time. It's too crowded for me.
See, so the first year Molly was at Mizzou, I went down for family weekend, and I thought, I'm never coming on a family weekend again because this is too crowded, and people said, homecoming's the same way, and so I said, okay, I'm not going to do that.
Those were the two weekends we went down.
Yeah. Like, now, in a regular non-pandemic world, I would have been there for the game because Molly would have been honored at halftime out on the field as being one of the people on the homecoming steering committee.
Yeah.
So she did tell me that they have extended the opportunity to people on the committee that will still be in school next year. They can have their place back if they want to do it next year for a normal homecoming.
Wow. She won't want to.
That's kind of where she's leaning right now, I think. She's like, I don't know if I want to do
and
this
see,
again
that's
or not.
Nice, but what about the kids coming next year?
And right.
Just, it's such a shame.
It is. It is. So happy birthday to Molly. couple other things of note this week. I found a wholesome rapper on Snapchat that I cannot stop listening to her. Mm. And you would say, oh, well, then you must think she's really good. I don't know if I think that. Every rap, and she has about 1,000, all sort of have the same cadence and beat, but my gosh, is it
the whole lot
addicting.
Better than a vitamin C. We go
back. Oh, that sounds like her.
But there's a plot twist.
Okay, you want to introduce her for me?
Yeah, so her name's Sarah Matic. She's a wholesome rapper and sort of a Snapchat star. I'm new to Snapchat, so I don't understand how it works, but saw one of her raps, and then I've probably watched, I don't know, 6,000 of them by now, and I just can't stop. So
wasn't Will Smith kind of, when he was the Fresh Prince, wasn't that kind of his thing? I'm a wholesome rapper.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. I know.
Okay, you ready to listen to it?
Yeah, and this one, let me just preface it by saying one of her followers challenged her to write a rap about a hippopotamus and oranges. So this is the rap okay. She came up with.
Ah, kind of like having someone say Shenanigans and Big Red.
Yes.
During it. Solemn funeral.
During a eulogy.
It's exactly the same thing.
Yes.
Hey, would you listen to me? There's a cool new way to get vitamin C. It's a whole lot better than a vitamin C. We go back to the garden like Adam and Eve, but there's a plot twist, and you're probably wondering where I got all this, because I'm only doing citrus with the best business. So I get it from a hippopotamus. Yo, he's got a fruit stand on the corner. Never seen anything more oranger. And he makes a lot of money, so the price is high, but he's got to feed his family of hippopotami. So $47 each is pretty typical, and then you pay a service fee, but it's minimal. And I know people think that he's a criminal, but why do they gotta be so hypocritical?
So, what'd you think? Go on.
Wow. You'd like her?
Let me ask you this. If you were just scrolling through, you know, your favorite social media and you saw that, would you be like, what else has she done? I've got to find out what else she has made.
You think so, huh?
I'm asking if you would. That's the boat I was in.
Well...
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Wow.
I'm trying to find the
Sam
right...
Sam Jackson doesn't like it.
Trying to find the exact... Here it is.
You stink, and I don't like you.
You blew it! You had it on, and you blew it! You blew it!
You blew it!
You blew it.
So you don't care for it?
I don't dislike it.
Uh-huh.
I hate it.
Hey, now. Are you listening to me?
I hate it so
much. Because
I got
a new...
And if you guys kind of liked it, I want everyone to go watch it. Her stupid, smuggy, middle-aged woman looking.
She's 26.
Whatever. She's too old to be acting like so cutesy and like I'm so clever because I bought an orange from a hippopotamus.
Yeah, but he has a whole family of hippopotami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how long this person took either. She
right.
could have took 5 days to write that.
She could have, yeah.
Or she could have done it Jay-Z style. He doesn't even write his own lyrics. He just walks in and does it.
Hey, you know, if you got it, do it.
Well, she don't got it, okay?
Hey, we're going to have to agree to disagree. Well, no, that's not even it. I don't think they're great. I just can't stop watching. It's like the old show Small Wonder, if you remember that.
Okay.
Actually, it's very much like the show Small Wonder, where the guy made a little robot girl that was their kid.
Mm-hmm. Very much like that.
It was terrible,
uh-huh.
But I couldn't stop watching it. Absolutely terrible.
Well, I think it was terrible, too. So,
yeah,
there you go.
So, okay, one more thing for you.
And also, our Twitter person says, not Twitter, text person, I agree, Paul.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'm going to have to stand on my own on this one. I will die on that sword. Also, just real quick, if you follow my nephew, Cameron Mabee, on Facebook, he is part of a new animated show that they are doing here. It's all Kansas City people. They've done a Kickstarter. It's called Food People.
Mm.
And if you go to just search Food People TV on Facebook,
okay.
And I sent it to you, you can take a look at it. He plays the pickle.
Okay.
And you can go out to like Kickstarter and order the pilot episode now, and they're going to see, you know, if they can get this thing to take off.
Is Food People.
Hello, handsome.
Things that makes you go, oh my goodness.
Of course I considered it.
Yeah.
Food People is funny.
Jeez.
The show is based around organizing these great ingredients
food people
and
is
blending
funny.
Them together in a way where they are greater than the sum of their parts.
They just figure it out.
I'm Brock Lee.
Food People, and it's a cartoon.
About friendship and working together.
To make something great.
Celebrating everybody for being who and what they are.
See?
They're food people.
You ready to make the call?
All right, I want to actually get in the kitchen and start cooking things now.
Okay, Juicebox, you got this.
And earlier this week, Fox 4 News did a story on them, and then Cameron's posted some stuff on his Facebook. It looks fun, and I'm so proud of him for what he's doing. So he's Pickle on the Food People.
He's there's a voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. When we get some pickle drops for our show, you think?
Oh, we might be able to. That'd yeah, awesome. That's a good idea. So I'm sorry, I've been hogging the whole what's been going on, but there you go. That's the most exciting stuff in my life, most of which has nothing to do with me.
Our texter says, I'm now convinced that Chris lives in a cave. I find out he has started using salt and pepper shakers, and he likes crap rap. And the kicker is he likes Small World.
Yeah.
You've been known for that you like Small World.
But like I said, it's not really a like. It's a I can't stop doing
it.
Yeah. I'm like a cutter, you know. I don't think they like to cut themselves, but they can't stop doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a compulsion.
Now, this week, did you see the dueling town hall meetings?
Nope, I did not. I did not watch either one.
There was just one particular tweet that just I couldn't believe.
If you fuck around with us, if you do something bad to us, we are going to do things to you that have never been done before.
That wasn't it. That wasn't
it. Oh, okay.
It. But I sent it. Here's the tweet. Okay, you ready? It is. Someone from the Trump campaign tweeted, well, Joe Biden town hall feels like I'm watching episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Oh, yes. I heard about this.
And the tweet I saw was, love to go after my opponent by comparing him to the nicest person ever to come out of Pennsylvania. And then the other just trashing this person about, yeah, he was a good guy. He was a nice person. Why don't you, that's the insult?
Yeah. Oh.
Only in Trump world is Mr. Rogers anything but a nice guy, a great teacher, and a unifier. So it was really interesting to go back and forth. Joe Biden is sitting there trying to answer the questions, and then I turn over, and President Trump is, I don't know what QAnon is.
I saw that.
And
yes.
Samantha Gundry goes, I just told you what it was. And the other funny tweet I saw was Samantha Gundry said, why are you retweeting these things that are you're the president of the United States, you're not someone's crazy uncle. And then I'm looking at Twitter and Mary Trump writes, actually, ..
Yes.
That was it.
That was that was awesome. I didn't watch it. I was watching a little bit of Fox News Sunday before I came over here this morning with Chris Wallace.
Yes.
And he said, you know, they talk about the dueling town halls. He goes, and there were some, outright falsehoods that the president said. And then they cut to him going, look, I've never been against masks. You know, I've said it's good to wear them. But they have recently said that 85% of people that wear masks get the disease. Like, what? Where did that come from?
And Samantha Gunter did a pretty good job of right there calling him on it.
Wow.
Which I thought she did a pretty good job. The
better than Rush Limbaugh did?
Yeah, even okay. Better than, or huh. Even...
Sean Hannity?
Yeah, one of those idiots over there. So, what her, the people were criticizing her, they felt like she was yelling at them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was because of the distance. They were so far away.
Uh-huh.
She's trying to, I don't think she maybe, he is old.
Right.
Both the guys running for president are old.
They're both
speak up.
Elderly.
Just speak
yes.
up in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not. So did you flip back and forth? What was your viewing habit there?
My viewing habit, which is I do not recommend anybody, is looking at Twitter and then going.
back and forth. Oh, right.
Letting Twitter guide me where I was going.
Don't do that. You're a dual screen guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Twitter is a terrible, terrible thing.
Well, it's quite the mind suck. If you like having your mind sucked, then go there. But boy, it's hard to put it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like watching The Rapping Girl. You just can't stop.
It is very much Rapping Girl.
Yeah, it is.
Huh.
Saramatic.
The Rapping Girl.
Yes.
Is that like her, you know, nickname?
I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't even know what her nickname is.
Well, why don't you come up with one for
her? Okay. I mean, I think The Rapping Girl works pretty good, but okay. I'll see if I can come up with something.
The Rapping Girl.
Even more clever than that.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So let's figure out if we learn anything this week.
Okay.
In this weird, crazy week that
yeah,
we had.
Yeah, let's see.
And
last week we did fantastic.
Yeah, we did. The way we do that is through the news quiz. Mm. We go to slate.com.
All right.
They ask us questions. We give them correct answers. Because
or at least answers.
Right.
Yep.
No, we're doing pretty good. So last week we got them all right.
We did. Yeah.
Okay. First question. The Republican Party has placed unofficial ballot drop box. Which state officials have called it legal in which state?
Oh, I know this one.
Yes.
California.
That is exactly correct. This one boggles my mind.
Yes.
Because, okay, so they're putting drop boxes up. Mm-hmm. They're illegal to do it. They were told it was illegal to do it.
Yeah.
They knew. They, you know what their response was?
The Democrats have done this. I don't know.
We're still going to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I saw they were interviewing the Attorney General of California, and it was like, well, you know, they shouldn't be doing that. It's like, how about
you're the top law enforcement official in the state.
I'm sending the state patrol, and they're going to be arrested and thrown in jail. How about that? I'm sending the state patrol to go grab every single one of them.
So they're still doing it?
Yes. They said, well, we're just going to keep doing it.
Wow.
Well,
the balls.
Well, where's the balls on the Democrat side just to say we're putting you in jail?
Yeah. Is it a Republican attorney general in California?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Really?
I don't think there's any Republicans that live there anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So all our friends in California, watch where you put your ballot.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you see a box on the street that says unofficial Republican ballot collection point, don't use
illegal.
That.
Illegal.
Yes. Steer clear.
Good. You heard it here first, folks. Okay, question two. Who was quoted out of context in the recent Trump campaign ad and said that the president's unauthorized use of his comments is a form of harassment?
Oh, I know this one, too.
Who?
Anthony Fauci, the good doctor.
Yeah, good Tony Fauci.
Yeah.
He's pretty animated about this one. He got kind of mad about it.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they totally took advantage of what he said and misconstrued and took old stuff, not based on the most recent knowledge that we have. It was...
Well, no. It was just, he said, yeah, things are going, I can't imagine someone doing a better job. And he wasn't talking about the president
right.
at all.
Right. It was, yeah, it was pure malfeasance.
Again, I think the Republicans said, yeah, we're still going to keep doing that.
Right.
Jesus H. Okay. Question three. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett.
ACB.
Is affiliated with the socially conservative... What's that word?
Ecumenical
faith community of which name? I know this one. Do you?
I don't. I would guess People of Praise, but I don't know.
People
of
Praise is correct, Chris.
Oh yes.
This is like a. I guess it's not maybe different from a Jesuit or a. It's other, within the Catholic Church type. Beliefs.
Yeah.
But man, how is it? I asked a lawyer friend this yesterday. How are these judges, they're always up there, well, I look at the law, the way it's written, the Constitution, and you know, and then she doesn't answer any questions. But for some reason, it's weird. It's so weird that she interprets the Constitution exactly the way her faith tells her to do. How is that happening?
Yeah.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
She doesn't, don't question her faith. And where she came from, She's only going to interpret the Constitution, which is happens to be exactly like the way her faith is.
Mm-hmm. And I don't get, what do they call her? A not a literalist. What is it? A constitutional.
It starts with the C.
Wait, hey, hey-o. I don't know how you can say we've added to the Constitution.
Yeah.
But it seems that this view that she has is that I look at it as it's originally intended, like it's not a living document, which
right.
it is.
Right.
It is. It's added to and it's changed. Guess what? You know, nobody is 3/5 of a person
right.
now. Everybody's a whole yeah. person.
But the thing is, the original intent only is because of her faith.
Yes. Right.
And the other stuff that has nothing to do with her faith, she will never rule that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure people who know more about the Supreme Court than me will say, well, liberal Gary Judge, he did that too. It's like, okay, that's fine. The point is, your liberal back or your faith and your background is clouding and giving you the way you're interpreting the Constitution. So stop the bull crap.
Yeah. Whoa.
You know what I mean? Just say it.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay. We got a text. We got to go to it.
Okay.
Let's go to it quickly. You're looking for the term constitutional fucker.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's Amendment 6, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always forget that one. Okay. Question 4.
Yes.
Wisconsin has rejected tax subsidies for which electronic manufacturer that has neither built the factory nor provided 13,000 jobs as promised.
I have no idea on this one.
Celestica, Foxconn, TDK, or Toshiba? My best guess would be TDK.
Okay.
I'm going to go for it. Oh, I was wrong.
Bump. Oh, I'll let you do the sound effects. Bump, 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 bump.
I like the way you do.
You know what? I almost said I know I've heard the term Foxconn in the news, but but I used to have TDK cassette tapes too. I couldn't afford Maxell, so yeah.
You had a hard life, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. Other kids enjoyed their Maxells, and here I am on TDK.
You're always running around to your kids. We're a TDK family.
Yeah.
We don't waste our money on
that. No shame in being a TDK family. Yeah, so.
So in 2017, Donald Trump hailed the Foxconn's promise to build factory as a sign of America's manufacturing revival. Foxconn has hired only 281 people who count towards the tax requirement. So, Donald Trump lied.
What?
That's weird.
A false promise from our president?
That's weird.
He's the president.
I know. What voice is that?
I don't know. It all of a sudden turned into like Jim Gaffigan's inner voice when he does stand up.
That's right.
Do you think he really eats that many Hot Pockets? Oh, mercy.
Oh, I'm excited by this, okay? So we're going to just do this real quick, if you don't mind.
What's that?
Damn it. There we go. Okay.
We interrupt your program with breaking news.
We have a special guest in the studio with us. Jim Gaffigan's inner voice. Jim, Hot Pockets.
He's the president. I can't believe he told a lie.
Man, that is what I like to say. Rich little quality.
Boy, is it.
Because a lot of people are doing Jim Gaffigan's inner voice. Okay.
I don't know how that happened.
Oh, wait. That was the end of our thing, wasn't it?
Oh well, we're going to get this one right. We might have to go to the next question. I don't know.
Whatever.
Okay.
We'll just tell people stuff. A week after he was released from the hospital, immune, in quotes, Donald Trump returned to the campaign trail Monday in which state?
Oh, well, I knew this one anyway.
Okay.
Florida.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yep.
Yeah, he's out there doing his bit.
Yeah, threatening to fire the governor of Florida if he loses.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Did you see where that idiot congressman down there?
Matt
and
Gaetz.
And he kept calling him the wrong name.
He kept calling him Rick Gates.
Yeah.
Like, repeatedly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you Trump people, you got to be mad at me today because I'm not even mincing my words.
You're not, no.
So, I was in a fun Facebook discussion with people, and the person put up that Joe Biden doesn't even know what he's running for.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed this small clip where he says, I'm running for Senate. And he meant to say president.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's old.
Right.
So that's where a lot of the Trump QAnon people, the white nationalists, are like, see, he doesn't even know what he's doing.
Right.
Now, this is an example where Trump is saying something wrong. And I just want to be fair. I do not think this disqualifies him for being the president.
All right.
Just
fair
because
enough.
He got a name wrong.
Sure.
That's normal. He was sick. Whatever. Now, being a Russian puppet and, you know, being in debt to a different country, that is a different thing.
That but may be a disqualifier? A,
yes.
In, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair, dude.
Hey, have you, I don't know if you've seen any of the thing online of the... Biden's not coherent.
Oh, yes.
Trump's not coherent.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You're both right.
Right.
Yes.
We're going to elect an old guy who's not on his top game.
Yeah, no matter who we get.
On November 3rd.
I don't know. Did you see the president dancing?
I did.
I know I'm not a great dancer.
Right.
But I pray that I'm better than him. I don't know. I don't know.
What would constitute being better than him, you think?
I don't know. I'm going to work really hard next time I dance, if I dance.
You know what? I'm going to come to his defense again. He was just having a good time. Good for him.
He was having fun. It was hard to watch.
But is that why you're not voting for him?
No.
Right.
No, that's not it.
Okay, that's good. Whew, boy.
La, 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 la.
We're going to take a break. I need some more coffee.
Amen.
I need to cheer up, don't I?
Yeah.
Well, luckily we have a very special, special feature that's easy to do. And we'll be right back with more Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
Looking at the past 7 days so you don't have to. You could join in on the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060.
Do you know if your children are up to date with their immunizations? Hey, fellow Detroit parents, I'm Herman Moore, a former professional football player. I'm lucky to have two amazing sons, but I also know that being a parent requires a lot of work. And one of the most important things is helping to keep your children healthy. To help make sure they stay on top of their game, it was important to stay on top of their vaccinations. The CDC recommends a vaccination schedule that helps protect against 14 serious diseases before age 2. There's a lot to consider when it comes to your child's health, but I know getting our children vaccinated with all doses at the scheduled times is one of the most important steps we can take to help protect them from serious illnesses.
Visit VaccinateOurChildren.com to find information about CDC recommended vaccinations. This message was brought to you by the Henry Ford Health System in partnership with Pfizer.
Hi, Tom Gulley from the Tom Gulley Show here. Listen to the show every weekday at 5 p.m. right here on KCTK Radio, personality-driven radio.
A just-launched nonpartisan web portal by Vote Same PAC aims to empower the electorate in a unique way. Founder Rob Zimmer discusses what makes it different.
We designed VoteSane as a user-friendly, one-stop destination that contains news, data, and insights, as well as a chance to influence government by donating to candidates and causes directly from our site. Now, not only can voters see what their elected officials are saying and how they're voting, but regular folks get the same access as heavy-hitter insiders by donating to an incumbent or instead a challenger. VoteSane also provides social media content, on-site polling, and even voter registration. Our goal is simple: help more Americans participate in our democratic process, all with a few clicks of a mouse.
Technology's impact on the 2008 elections led to the VoteSane concept, which has now become the only nonpartisan portal that accepts donations to candidates. For more information, visit VoteSane.com. I thought that
All right, 2020 continues, folks. Things aren't perfect, but we're here for you.
We're back.
You know, we had internet problems.
Yeah, we certainly did.
We had a little problem. I'm grumpy.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
We had a little dead air there.
Yeah.
But guess what? You know what really is bad when you have shit?
What's that?
Don't you wish you had something to pick it up with?
Oh, I hate when they're, yeah, when I just have to use my bare hands.
Yeah, but I can't. There's no shit picker up for this election, this pandemic.
Yeah, right.
Technical problems. But you know what there is? There's a shit picker upper for shit. And it's called Ranger Rob's Pet Poopy Bags. Cost effective, eco friendly pet poopy bag.
Oh.
With easy to manage handles. They're extra wide for extra wide poop.
Does it say that?
No, I added that on.
Okay.
It's for all pets. Whether you have a dog, like I have two dogs, Gilly and Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Chris has a cat.
I do. Daisy.
Daisy and mm-hmm. a bat.
And a bat. The bat left.
Oh, good.
I think it's too cold for the bat.
Do they migrate?
I don't think they migrate, but they like to be, they actually like to live between a tree and the bark. They like crawl up in there. And it keeps them warm. Where he was staying by our back door, there's just nothing to shield the wind. So.
What about the bat home?
The bat home arrived, and we've just not put it together yet. It holds like 75 bats.
That's awesome.
We're going to have a shit ton of bats.
That's awesome. Well, to pick up that shit, then you can use Ranger Rob's pet poopy bag. I've yet to hear from Tom Gulley if he actually has a pet to pick up stuff.
I'd love to know.
I think he's just one of these broadcast guys. Tucker Carlson, like, he just says stuff.
Oh. Us,
we have shit everywhere, and we have to pick it up.
True that.
So there's a challenge for you, Tom Gulley.
Yeah.
It looks like I poop in my Ranger bag. So
you know what? That saves you a step.
One of our listeners just does that, so we appreciate that. Go to Ranger Rob. The exact email or web address is www.rangerrobshop.com. And you can buy it, or you can get it on Amazon for $8.95. And also, tell them, Gilly sent you.
When you say $8.95, are you like Velvet Jones when you say that? Okay, I thought so. Okay, I'm not even going to do it. I'm just not.
You just can't.
No, you can't. You can't do that anymore. Okay. That's fine. It's a good thing.
Take a breath. Now we're back. We're back.
Hey, all right.
Enough of the commerce.
Yes. Let's get back to entertaining the nice people.
Oh, my God. I just remembered.
What?
The entertainment thing was maybe the thing that pissed me off the most this year.
Oh, no. This was going to be the segment where you improved your attitude, and now it's going to get even worse.
They're so vapid, so stupid. Mm.
Vapid is a great word. I love that.
And I don't know if you guys can tell my political backing.
I think we can.
I've disguised it pretty good.
No?
I'm a liberal.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, I don't know if you could tell.
Yes.
Wow. How were you able to tell?
It's just...
By the things I've said?
It's some of the things that you've said, and I may have a more keen ear than some people, having played in political circles a bit, so sure. I might be able to tell where others can't.
Sure. But... I am also a liberal who believes that, like a lot of my conservative friends, that just the press is just so full of crap.
Oh, okay.
And entertainment news is just the worst. Local news is the worst, but entertainment news is even worse. But let's go to entertainment news.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because they're telling you exactly what you need to know to be on top of pop culture news.
Hey, and here we go. And here's a story you're certain to want to know about. Christopher Cross says COVID-19 paralyzed him temporarily. Singer Christopher Cross is opening up about how the coronavirus nearly cost him his life. Mm. In an interview set to air this weekend on CBS Sunday Morning, the 69-year-old...
Yeah.
Said he had some come to Jesus moments after he and his girlfriend contracted the disease. According to Cross, they both tested positive after returning from a trip to Mexico City.
Wow, I hope he's doing better.
I hope he is. I did not see the segment today. Used to love Christopher Cross. I thought Sailing was a beautiful song.
Do you think in his thing he talked at all about what crippled his, what, I'm going to use the right word. What paralyzed his career back in the 80s.
Oh, wow. It's funny you say that because I almost read that as Christopher Cross's COVID-19 paralyzed his career permanently, but I didn't. Did he sing Ride Like the Wind?
Yes. Those are two so great songs.
They are.
And you know what? God bless him. If he's running around and that's his thing, he goes on tour, he has shows, and he sings those two songs. He opens up with Sailing. Okay. Yeah. He does Ride Like the Wind, and then he closes with Sailing.
You
God
know
love him.
I'd
God
go to him. Knuckleheads and see him do
I would
that.
Too.
Absolutely.
I'd love it. So, speaking of knuckleheads, Sharon Stone says she's had it with dating.
Oh.
Sharon Stone has revealed that she's done with dating and is instead focusing on spending more time with her friends and family. Speaking on the Drew Barrymore show, I never knew that was a thing.
Oh, that's a new thing, yeah.
Wow, the twice-divorced 62-year-old actress said she is finding dates insincere and not worth her time. I'm done dating. I've had it with dating. She told Barrymore, the Basic Instinct star who showed her coochie during in that movie, preferred spending time alone or with her friends and three sons these days.
Huh. Well, let me ask you this, Paul.
Yeah.
And you, it might be hard to answer, but you're 52 right now.
I am, yes.
Let's say it's 10 years from now, you're 62. God forbid something has happened and you're not married anymore.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to think about it.
I know. Do you think you'd be wanting to date at 62?
No.
I honestly don't think I would. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I don't want to take my wife out for dinner now. You know what I mean?
So, wow, yeah.
But imagine if you're... Let's say you're a single guy. You're 62 years old. More than likely, you've probably been married. Something happened bad if you're single by that point.
Yeah.
You think, I'm gonna get my life together. I got another 20 years. I want love.
Yeah.
And then you go on the app, and then you walk in there, and there's Sharon Stone, who's your date.
Oh, wow.
She's crisscrossing her legs back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Go
gray,
on.
Gray hair.
What?
But that... I'm just here to tell you, Sharon, you're having a hard time because you're Sharon Stone, okay? I'm sorry.
That would be hard.
Oh, man. It would like, be very intimidating.
I want somebody to like me for me. Well,
yeah.
I get it, but people are going to have a hard time getting through that Sharon Stone persona.
Right. And if you happen to be, I don't know, what's Harley Quinn? What's that?
Oh, Rob...
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, you're not having as much trouble.
You think she can find a date?
Yeah, but let's check in with Margot Robbie when she's 62.
Okay. We won't be around then, but
no.
Yeah. Well, how about this, Paul? Yeah, Showtime is bringing back Dexter.
Ooh.
Some killer news for fans of Dexter.
See what I'm saying?
Yes. Showtime is taking a stab at bringing back the serial killer drama. The network announced Wednesday it will produce a 10-episode limited series with Michael C. Hall reprising the role that won him a Golden Globe in 2010. Never watched this show. I've heard it was great.
I heard it was great, too, but...
Maybe I'll pick it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's just so many shows I want to watch.
I don't have the Showtime. That's one thing I don't have.
Oh, I do have the Showtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
I don't know. I think there's a show that's on there now I want to watch about John Brown and the Jayhawkers. Mm-hmm. The only problem is it stars a guy that played Troy in Reality Bites, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
And he kind of bugs me.
Yeah.
But I do want to watch that show. Maybe as long as I have Showtime, I'll pick up Dexter.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
All right. We'll be looking for that report.
Oh.
Did you know he's related to Anthony Michael Hall? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So that's...
What about Monty Hall?
Oh, yeah. They're his uncle. Here's something for you, Chris.
Oh, good.
Bachelorette star Ashley Ebert,
sure.
I'm going to say, and husband J.P. Rosenbaum split.
Oh.
After almost 8 years, Ashley Ebert and her husband J.P. Rosenbaum have announced their separation. I'm trying to be real solemn.
You are. You're doing good.
They both use their social media accounts to share the news, because that's what you do. We created the most beautiful children and shared memories that will never be forgotten. Our differences have taken a toll on our relationship, and after years of attempting to repair the damage, we've decided that it is our family's best interest to create new and separate lives for our children.
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah. Now...
Oh.
What do you think about that? I mean, how are you doing with this news?
Well, first of all, I don't know who Ashley Hebert or J.P. Rosen is. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But it still makes me sad, because anytime love dies...
Yeah.
I feel it because I'm an empath,
mm-hmm.
and I love love.
Sure.
So,
well, this isn't. I don't want to discount your feelings, but this isn't just love. This is real love because it was created on television. You know,
I hate that show so much.
Yeah,
and I think it skews ideas of what love really is.
Yeah.
So
here's what I don't like about it, as you can tell with my sarcasm. How come just because you're there to be on TV for a little bit, all of a sudden you're a celebrity and CNN right. has to report that you got divorced when no one knows who you are?
I don't know.
That doesn't make you a bad person because no one knows who you are.
Right. No one knows who I am.
Right. What makes you a bad person is your terrible podcast that you're on. Okay?
Yes.
But just stop this.
All right. Well, hey.
And by the way, one in two people in this studio have gone through a divorce.
That's true.
So it's more common than not.
You're right.
So just stop.
Yeah. It is, and we sort of represent, it's about 50% of marriages that mm-hmm. do not make it. So
here comes the rant, folks. If you're looking for something that you didn't do and you want recognition, go around and go, ready? Mm-hmm. You know, I've been married for 28 years.
Yay.
Well, you did nothing. You got married, and you just happened.
Yeah.
I know it takes work to stay married and all that stuff, but just stop it.
Well,
because what are you supposed to do? The other person's supposed to go, and I got divorced. Boo! You didn't do it right.
Well,
just shut up.
Let me tell you what the therapist told my ex-wife and I when we went to therapy.
Uh-huh.
And this sort of plays into what you were talking about there. He said, the statistics will tell you that mm-hmm. half of all marriages fail.
Right.
But the statistics they use typically don't take second and third marriages that fail into account.
Uh-huh.
So when you look at that, it's actually 60% of yeah. marriages that fail.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 40% that stay married,
okay.
half of those are just gritting their teeth and waiting for the other person to die first. And completely unhappy. The other half feels like their marriage is something that contributes to the quality of your life. So he tells us this our first day.
So could that be half of the people?
That,
is my wife gritting her teeth?
She may be. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, but luckily I'm not healthy.
You've got a 20% chance
yeah.
of marriage being something that you think contributes to the quality of your life. So it's hard. Well,
But just because it does, doesn't mean you did something better.
Right.
Maybe the only thing you can say you did better is that you had better judgment when you got married. You saw a better package. I don't know. But even then.
Yeah.
It's just like, stop it.
Yeah. It's hard. That's,
so anyway,
you know.
I'm very sorry about Ashley and JP.
Well, how about a married couple where you know who both of them are.
Okay.
As in this next story.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen Bell opens up about Dax Shepard's relapse after 16 years of sobriety.
Oh.
Kristen Bell is talking about Dax Shepard's recent relapse after 16 years of sobriety. In a virtual interview for the Ellen DeGeneres Show, Bell said Shepard is now doing better due to new boundaries the couple has put in place. Pardon me. Shepard had revealed on September 25th that he had relapsed on medication following a motorcycle accident. I do know he had opioid issues and probably getting back on pain pills after a motorcycle accident.
Do you ever listen to The Armchair Expert, his podcast?
No, I've heard it's really good, though.
It's okay. He talks about being in recovery.
All the time?
Every other word.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So it's got to be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And just think that if you go through that, it's a daily struggle.
Right.
And then you get hurt and you can't even have medicine.
Right.
Like our hero, the great Ron Bennington.
Yes.
Do you remember that story?
Yeah. Did he have surgery or something?
Appendix.
His appendix was
about to burst.
Yeah.
And he went in and they said, well, let's get you some pain medicine. He's like, I can't take it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being self-aware that much?
No. First of all, it would be a huge gift to be that self-aware.
Yeah.
But that's got to be tough if you know I can't just stay on the doctor's recommended course of medication because I will blow up with
it. And it hurts like hell, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah. If I remember right, he only used vodka to take care of the pain.
Heroin. So anyway, now the entertainment people that we're getting our news from just watch us TV.
Okay.
They're
God, what an easy job.
They don't even have enough. Like, they used to go on to Instagram and stuff, but now I'm just watching Drew Barrymore and Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, that's it.
But here's one for you, Chris. Because, oh, good. Demi Lovato hasn't got airtime in, I don't know, 3 hours. So here's some good stuff for you. Demi Lovato has a few words for President Trump.
Ooh.
Wow. Demi Lovato wants to use her voice for more than just singing. That's why her new song, Commander-in-Chief, is directed towards President Donald Trump, calling on his response to racial injustice, the COVID-19 crisis, and more. There has been so many times I've wanted to write the president a letter and sit down with him and ask him these questions, she said. And then I thought, I don't really actually want to do that. And thought one way I could do that is to write a song and release it for the whole world to hear. And then that he has answered those questions to everyone and not just me.
Well, if I know one thing about Donald Trump, he will pay attention and answer those questions right. as soon as the That's song right. comes out. What? What?
Yeah.
All right.
Also, I wish I had a better joke for this, but I'm just going to say this. 2018 called. They want their shtick back. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, people did this in 2018.
Right. Right. Well.
I'm done with her. I'm done. I'm done with her. I'm done with Demi.
That's sad.
It's everything. She does nothing and she ends up in the entertainment page.
Every time.
Every freaking time.
Yeah, every ding dang week.
And I'm sorry, but she's gone now.
Okay.
Perhaps he has a high threshold of pain. Oh, I must be talking about that. That just depresses me.
Yeah.
I also don't know how to do a paper wash.
Oh, that is rich. Rich.
Yeah.
I tell you, rich.
I tell you what, I need to cheer up.
Yeah. Maybe our next special feature will help with that.
Chris and Paul present This Is the Topic.
Ah, oh, yes.
I love
it's
this.
The adventures of two lifelong friends as they explore adventures. A new topic it's. Each episode.
It's like a hug on the inside.
And if
you know?
You're not careful, you may learn something before it's done.
From behind.
I'm your announcer, Michael Foster.
Hey.
Now, here's Chris and Paul with This Is the Topic.
Thanks, Foster. Episode, I don't know.
Let's say this 37.
37.
Yeah.
All right. You want to tell people about
this? Yeah. So this special feature we're doing right now actually used to be its own podcast back in the day before we evolved to the high quality entertainment that you experience every Sunday. So I have a bag right here that's filled with random topics. What we do, the gimmick is this. I reach for the sack, I go inside, I pull out a topic, and we have to improv from the sack topic.
But a lot of times, we don't just improv. We say something very profound. We make you think and feel and sure laugh.
Well, again, we'll have to agree to disagree, but...
But your hand's in the sack.
My hand's in the sack, so... Oh, there it is. Okay. Oh, man. That's a big one.
Yeah. How about the sack, though?
I got it. Okay. All right.
The topic today
The topic is... Oh, social media.
Oh!
Okay. Well, this should help improve your mood.
Yeah.
What social media platform do you use most often?
Okay. Can I answer this?
Yeah, it's a question.
Facebook is really interesting because Facebook has become kind of like a landline telephone used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a way people connect.
Yeah.
We're using it right now to broadcast. I look at it every morning to see what's going on with my friends.
Sure.
They have a new thing where they do news, a news thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's slanted my way.
Oh, okay.
Which can't be good.
Yeah.
You know?
But it probably is a good echo chamber to make you feel like you're completely right in your beliefs.
Uh-huh.
So there's that.
Yeah. So it's Facebook to me is just, I mean, grandmas are on Facebook. So it's just so much of seeped into our culture. Now, look at Twitter. I shouldn't. I blame Chris because he started me on the Twitter thing. And every once in a while, I'll put off a cutie and my friend Chris will like it.
Yes.
And it makes me feel good about myself. Yes, and then Instagram... I mean, there's pictures. I like that. And there's funny entertainers on there and good-looking chicks.
Whoa.
And then the TikTok.
Sexist much?
Yeah. No, yes. And then the TikTok. I don't get it, but I watch it.
Okay.
Claudia, what's her name? God, man, I'm not doing well today.
Claudia,
who is Conway.
George Conway and Kellyanne Conway's daughter.
She's 15.
Right.
She's out of control.
Yeah.
And it just...
She's 15.
Yeah, and she's just a 15-year-old girl becoming a woman out of control who disagrees with her parents' political views, and it's a train wreck.
Yes.
And
so you can't turn away from that.
Right.
Right.
Right. So those are the ones I use.
I would say the one I use most often is now Twitter, but I'm not an active participant. Every once in a while I tweet something or I retweet, but for me, Facebook was my app of choice. But I just got kind of bored with it. I don't know. Facebook is more intimate with your friends. Twitter, I think, for better or for worse, gives you a larger view of what's happening out in the world. Mm-hmm. Of course, depending on who you follow. But just like you were following Twitter, watching the town hall stuff, I watch Twitter when I'm watching award shows or football games or whatever, just to see what people are saying. So,
but that's kind of goes back to my Facebook. It's just there. Check it every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You're not having a lot of fun with it. You're
right.
Just kinda...
Right.
The other ones are more fun or more activity driven.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is social media, but it is a text where a person said, this segment is the answer to prayer and fasting. So that's good.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can eat now.
Yeah. Oh, well, I am hungry.
Yeah.
Well, you sort of answered this. What social media platforms do you not get? And you said TikTok.
TikTok I really don't get. There's a Twitch or something?
I think so. Yeah. Reddit is one that I don't completely understand. I have a friend that will sometimes send me like subreddits on topics, and I'll read them. But I don't really get how it works. I don't know. I'm a simpleton. I'm a simple man.
But don't you think it's really interesting the influence of the social media, and they're not the government?
Right.
So there was a big controversy where Facebook has got rid of all the QAnon conspiracy folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And part of it is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're going to start censoring stuff. And the other is, that's dangerous. So why would a private company want that bull crap on their platform?
Right.
But they're also responsible with the way, I don't know, some type of configuration where if you're into that, it will pop up more.
Right.
What's that called?
It's the algorithm.
Algorithm. That's
Thank
right.
you. Yeah.
So they're responsible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I think is really interesting about the freedom of speech is that nowadays, cancel culture and everything else, it has little to do with the government.
Yeah.
It has to do with, platforms and TV networks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of QAnon, I'm going to go a little off topic, but did you hear what was supposed to happen yesterday? But did not.
Yeah.
So at the rally in Texas, which there wasn't one.
Right.
Yesterday was the day that Trump was supposed to announce that Pence was no longer going to be his vice president.
Right.
Instead, it was going to be the newly resurfaced, no longer dead JFK Jr.
Yes.
That did not happen yesterday.
Yeah. I saw that was supposed to happen yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, I couldn't come up with a good tweet on it. But I said to myself, I tell you what, if this happens, I'm voting for Trump. So that's what you can do, Trump. You can resurrect John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
And then it's all...
Make him your running mate.
And then I'll even apologize to you.
Yeah. Yeah,
keep
okay.
the tape. Keep the tape, everybody.
There you go. Well, if you have as much integrity as Lindsey Graham, we know where this one's headed. So just two more quick ones. Are there any social media outlets that you don't like but you have to be on because of friends and family?
I think it's a cop-out. I don't think you have to be on any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose to be on Twitter, and I choose to be on Facebook, and they irritate me.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to them.
Yes.
And
they irritate you.
Yes. And I'm so glad that they make things where we can do the show. People are watching us. We get to hear from Amy,
Right.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you get to hear from people that you normally wouldn't hear from.
Yeah.
So
I like that viewpoint that it's a cop out to say, well, I have to be on here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care for Facebook so much anymore, yeah. But I feel like there are family things that are communicated primarily and first via Facebook. So, you know.
Well, it'd be like if you, back in the 70s or 60s, you're like, I don't want to participate in a phone.
Yeah.
I don't communicate that. Well,
it's going to be hard for
you. It's how it goes.
Yeah. And then the other one that I don't, that I'm on, because I tell myself, well, I need to have a presence here, is LinkedIn. I don't really get LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Or I shouldn't say I don't get it. I just don't care for it.
Right.
But I feel like, well, I'm a corporate guy, so I've got to have a LinkedIn but I really don't.
No, you
if
don't.
If it comes right down to it, right. I don't. So.
Yeah, I agree with you on LinkedIn.
And then the last question was, how much time do you spend on social media?
Oh, my.
My answer is way too much.
Yeah, me too. And didn't you do a thing where you timed yourself?
No, I mean, I just get the screen time updates on my phone every week. And especially during the early part of the pandemic, it was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, it's gotten to the point my brain is hardwired where I don't think about it. I just automatically, oh, there's nothing going on. Well, let me see what's happening. And I would like to stop that.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I don't know. It's just like, I'd like to stop it, but I've taken no steps to do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So mine's way too much, too.
Yeah. There you go.
So there you go.
Another uplifting segment. God.
Hey, you know what? So what's going on in the world? It's 40 degrees out today, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I'm kind of excited about that. Felt good when I walked out to my car this morning.
And the Chiefs aren't playing because another team had COVID, so they moved their... I don't understand
they
that.
They moved their game to 4 o'clock on a Monday? Like, I don't get it.
Thanks for joining us for the segment.
This Is the Topic has been a KCTK production, produced by Chris Whiting and Paul Lavoda. All rights reserved. For more information and content, email us at kctkradio@gmail.com. I'm your announcer, Michael Foster.
Thanks, Foster. Welcome back to... Past week, next week. Let's go and take a break, our last break.
Oh, and, sounds good.
We'll be
back
with more. Get you ready for next week. It's part of the show, and let's do it.
All right.
Join in on the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060. We dare you.
Guys, want to get your wife or girlfriend a gift that will change her life? Ladies, how would you like to have great eyebrows, luscious lips, an eyeliner that stays put, and makeup that doesn't go anywhere? How would you like to go all day looking like your makeup was just applied? If you said yes to any of those things, then the answer is permanent makeup. This simple and easy procedure is quick, painless, and the results are outstanding. No more reapplying and no more smudging of your makeup. And in our area, Natural Image Salon in Lee's Summit is the only place to perform your permanent cosmetic procedure. The professionals at Natural Image Salon in Lee's Summit are your answer to waking up every morning with perfect makeup and the great feeling of knowing whether you're swimming, working out, or just waking up, you will always look beautiful. Call Natural Image Permanent Cosmetic Salon at 816-525-9971. 816-525-9971 for a free consultation. Gift certificates are also available. Tell them you heard this ad and get $25 off any procedure. Natural Image, your investment in a beautiful you.
This is Drew from KCTK Radio's Week Review with Paul and Drew. Listen to the show every weekday at 3:30 p.m. and live show Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. right here on KCTK Radio, personality-driven radio.
Do you see that doggy in the shelter?
Hi, I'm Buddy, the adorable puppy you adopted from the Humane Society.
Meow. I'm Whiskers, a fluffy kitty, just waiting for someone to love me.
When you adopt a pet, we hope your new furry friend will become a cherished member of your family. And as Buddy and Whiskers will tell you, the key to success is following the rules to love by.
Woof, that's right. Please give me food, water, and exercise every day. To stay healthy, I need the same kind of things you need.
talk to me. I like hearing your voice.
You're my best friend. Please don't stay mad at me or lock me up as punishment. Remember, I'm probably going to live 10 to 15 years, so take care of me when I get old.
One day you'll need someone to take care of you, too.
A message from the Montgomery County Humane Society. Visit www.mchumane.org for the complete rules to love by.
Be your best friend for life.
Yo, this is Hartzell from the KC Morning Show. Listen every weekday, 9 a.m., right here on KCTK Radio, personality-driven radio.
Everything's running smoothly.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Past week, next week with Chris and Paul.
Yep.
This is exciting. This is so exciting.
Yeah?
It's like a real show.
We interrupt your program with breaking news.
We have some breaking news, and
okay.
It comes from the food people, folks.
Oh, yeah. We talked about them in our first segment.
And they've been calling and using every social media that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And also, Chris was, distracted from the last thing. And here's one of the stars to talk more about food people, and I'm excited by this.
Oh, I'm excited to hear this,
too. Can you see it?
I can, yep.
Okay, good. Let's make sure it's up. Here we go. Star Cameron Mabee.
Yeah, as Pickle.
As Pickle.
Hi, my name is Cameron Mabee, and I play Pickle in Food People. And there is so freaking much that I love about Food People. It is it's a project that I am so honored and excited to be a part of. I love that Food People is funny.
Okay, there we go.
Anybody can jump into it. It's not something that's meant for kids. I mean, I'm a 21-year-old, and I think
Bragger.
It is hysterical.
I remember Pickle, 21.
Pretty funny, dude. Oh, and that's another thing, right?
Look at his hair.
Pickle,
it's amazing.
I associate Pickle as a boy because I'm a boy, But Pickle's not a boy. Pickle's a they. None of these foods have genders, and I love the fact that Food People makes the conscious decision to call every food they.
Cameron is woke AF.
He sure is.
They don't have any gender. They associate themselves as they. And I think there's not a whole lot of cartoons right now.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
When I'm eating a pickle, I don't want to think of it as a him.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's a chip, maybe. But if it's a full-on gherkin, no thank you.
That take non-binary kind of just the non-binary topic series.
So is there any food that you do think of?
Well,
as gender?
Do you remember in Superbad that Jonah Hill got in trouble for drawing dicks all the time?
Yeah.
And then he couldn't eat any dick-shaped food for a year. And as he rightfully pointed out, you're unaware of just how many foods are dick-shaped. So,
right.
Yeah. No sausage links, no bomb pops, no bananas, no sausages or hot dogs. I mean,
cucumbers,
cukes, zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Little Smokies, Vienna sausages. Oh, best movie ever. Yeah,
it's what we're told by a listener.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's any. Do you ever like get a donut and make it a woman? or when you're younger, a cantaloupe?
A cantaloupe or a taco, I don't know.
Taco. Or, there was a whole franchise movie called American Pie. That had to have been.
Right, right.
Well, maybe it was a female, maybe it was a male pie. I don't know. I don't judge either one of them.
And what was the movie, the cartoon, Seth Rogen did it too?
Wienertown or something like that?
Was it? Sausage Fest?
Sausage Fest.
Yeah, yeah. They took full advantage of the food sex relationship.
I've never seen that before. Yeah, it looks so stupid. I just can't do it.
It's actually pretty funny, but it's very vile. So, yeah, I've not conflated food and sex together very much.
And I'm glad that they don't do this with Food People.
I am too. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Cameron.
And I think that it's awesome that Food People is.
I kind of wish he'd break into his voice.
Take kind of a stance for that, you know?
I like to see that.
And it's not.
Have you ever seen Seth MacFarlane break into a Stewie?
Oh, yes.
I love it. I love it so very much.
Your throat either, because that's the thing, right, is they're people, they're food people, you know? That's not the biggest part about them, is that they define themselves as they, you know?
Pickle wants so much character food people.
There's so much heart and just...
Check it out.
Wholesome funniness.
Oh, you liked it.
And I also like that it
wholesome
is
funniness.
Able to talk seriously.
Like my wholesome foods. Rapper.
I know that in future episodes, there is ideas to talk about foods that are not just Americanized. And I love that because I've always been the biggest picky eater ever.
I was just going to say he was such a picky. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Picky pickle. I get it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even.
Do you think his character ever gets into like a trouble? Like a pickle?
I bet he does, or I bet they do.
Like VeggieTales and stuff made that stigmatism easier for me.
What'd you think of VeggieTales?
You know what? I didn't want to like it, but I actually kind of did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did your kids watch it?
They did.
My kids never watched it. I never allowed them to.
How come?
It was of the devil. I know they talked about worshiping Jesus, but meanwhile there were tomato running around. No. I just thought it was too stupid. No, okay. I didn't care what they watched.
Yeah.
I just thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to hear a cucumber start talking to me about Jesus died for our sins and stuff. Just
you know, I felt like they weren't too heavy-handed with the Christianity message. And there was humor that I would get that the kids wouldn't get.
Oh.
And one of the creators of VeggieTales just came out strongly against Trump. Oh. So that might make Trump. Yeah, you might want to give it a shot.
I don't know. Food People is my favorite
favorite food related. Food. Yeah, I get it.
To get over. And I was like, oh man, I'm going to try like a, I don't know, cucumber for the first time. And I don't know. I think that it's just such a really awesome show with so many things, so many opportunities.
I mean, Cameron's talking from the heart
future
here.
Future episodes, yeah. Right? Like, it's not just like a one-stop thing where it's like, oh, well, I saw the pilot. I wonder what's going to happen from here. Like, there's
I can take it sincerity so because you start out with it's funny.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes. I'm glad he put that up front, too.
For just, like, bigger messages and funnier characters and exposure of different foods from different regions.
Sure.
And I don't know. I think that Food People is just an amazing, interesting, original idea. And it needs to be shared. And I think men will like it. I think women will like it. I think
they will like it.
Non-binary people will like it.
Okay. Yep.
People like it. So you should definitely support Food People and watch it and, you know, just give it all your support.
I'm going to. In fact,
yeah,
I think we should do something real quick here, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Let's do a little audition tape for Food People with you and I.
Okay.
We're never going to be good enough to be like a regular, but we could come on and be... You know, like extra special.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so are you ready for that?
I suppose so.
Okay, let's get the right music here because that's what we need. We need the right music. You want to start or you want to?
Go ahead if you've got...
Hey, I'm Gary the Kumquat.
Oh, yes.
I don't know what the Kumquat is. Let's go with... I'm Gary the Squash, and you better watch out. Because Gary can be a girl's name, too. I have a funny voice, and kids don't like to eat me because I'm weird and everything like that. And it's Bud Dickman. No, it's really just Gary. But I can do all kinds of voices and read the script. And I'm Gary the Squash.
Dude. Gary. I don't know if Gary is a squash and a kumquat, or maybe he doesn't identify by what type of food he is.
Yeah, I think he's a squash.
They are. Okay. Yeah. Gary the
kids
Squash.
Kids don't want to eat squashes,
right.
Do they? Yeah.
And then,
the character, the background of the character that I created was a food that wants to be loved but knows that children don't like him.
Oh, yeah.
But he still wants to be loved. So the love comes from the seasoning. Put a pickle in there or a pasta or something and it makes it delicious.
Oh, wow. That's, so it's the you. Synergy. It's yes. The coming together. Heather. Yeah.
Have you ever had
almost
this,
the alchemy? If
have you
will.
Ever had the squash, the Gugutsa squash, where they put in a pasta?
I have not.
So good.
No.
Their squash isn't good on its own. And that's why I'm glad I'm friends with all the other food people, because I'm Gary the Squash.
Yeah, and Hey, Joey Bag of Donuts here.
Hey.
I'm a big old bag of donuts, and I'm in the fridge with all the other healthy foods. But don't fuck with me.
Oh, wow.
So that's my audition.
And you could be Joey, like Tribbiani, or Joey from Facts of Life. We don't know.
Right. Yeah. Or what, Joey Lawrence? Wasn't she in
she was in
Joey Mallrats or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See?
So are you the bag or the donuts?
I'm the bag o' donuts. Okay. I'm the whole thing.
I'm thinking people such as Pickle.
Mm-hmm.
They're like that. He's not a wholesome. He's not a wholesome snack.
Right.
And I'm there going, hey, why don't you eat me? I'm better for you than him.
Yeah.
But all the kids like you better because you think you're cool.
Yeah.
And then you realize, what's your lesson at the end?
I realize I don't have to be a tough guy. All right. You know, I got a delicious powdered sugar coating, and that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to be a little sweet.
See?
I learned to let down my facade.
Okay. That's going to be a good episode.
That's going to be a great
of
one.
Of food people.
We're going to have fun, but we're going to learn something, too.
Right. That's spot on, too. Our listener says, do you remember letter people? I don't. And also, kids love a dried squash that is turned into a musical instrument. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what could happen to my character, Gary the Squash's dead carcass.
What was the Sid and Marty Krofft show about the hat people? Remember, they were all hats.
And it was terrible.
It was so bad. Again, I love it, but it was so bad.
Okay, so let's get you ready for next week.
Yeah, it's high time.
That's an extra special feature for you.
Oh, boy.
Let's go into headlines and predictions, and just keep the laughter going.
We write our own punchlines to real news stories here.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned to Paul, I'm going to mention to the listeners, mine are very long and meandering, and I'm not sure the journey is worth the payoff at the end.
Okay.
But with that said, let's jump in.
My jokes will make you feel better about yourself.
We'll see. President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden participated in dueling town hall events on Thursday night. Biden's with ABC News in Philadelphia and Trump's with NBC News in Miami. Both took questions from voters, with the coronavirus a hot topic. Trump said he couldn't remember if he took a coronavirus test before debating Biden last month, and Biden said he will take a vaccine if it's safe and effective. Biden said there should be zero discrimination. Trump, meanwhile, refused to denounce QAnon, but he did say he doesn't buy into senseless conspiracy theories. He then asked Savannah Guthrie if she had heard the news that Obama secretly massacred SEAL Team 6 and then killed a body double instead of the real Osama bin Laden. Paul? It's not even a joke. That's what happened last week.
That's so sad. The White House was warned by U.S. intelligence agencies last year that Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer, was a target of Russian intelligence operation. The goal of the operation was fed disinformation to Trump, and that in particular Giuliani brought back from his trip to Ukraine could be considered contaminated by Russia. Mm. Giuliani went to Ukraine searching for information. He hoped to discredit Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Trump was surprised by the information and just thought Rudy called all of his close friends comrade and happened to love vodka and Kasha. Chris?
Okay, I do feel a little better. Thanks.
I told you you would.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was hospitalized with the coronavirus earlier this month and encouraged Americans to take the virus very seriously. The ramifications are wildly random and potentially deadly. Christie was one of several people who attended a Rose Garden ceremony in late September, honoring President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who later tested positive for coronavirus. That reads funny in this story. It was Christie that tested positive, not the judge.
Amy Coney Barrett had it before,
though. Right. She had already had it earlier in the year.
I think she gave it to everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Christie told the New York Times he mistakenly thought that he knew the White House was a safe zone, similar to how when Christie jumps in the swimming pool, he knows the first three rows are a splash zone. Fat shaming. It's great.
I love it. Thanks, Chris. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's campaign reported that a person who flew with Biden between campaign events earlier this week tested positive for COVID-19. But said Biden did not need to isolate according to health officials' guidelines. The person, an administrative member of the aviation company that charters Biden's aircraft, said the campaign and didn't have contact with Biden because both wore masks. The good news is that actor Harrison Ford is offered to pilot Biden, and that should work out just fine. Chris?
Oh, well, finally for me and for you guys, my last joke.
Oh, don't worry. I have another one.
Yeah, Paul's got another one after this. So here we go, folks. On the final day of Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee clashed over how to proceed. Citing a number of seminars Barrett failed to report, Senator Richard Blumenthal moved to delay the rest of the hearing and an eventual vote. Democrats have opposed the confirmation process, accusing Republicans of hypocritically moving forward with a nominee just weeks before the presidential election after refusing to fill an election year vacancy in 2016. When asked about this, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said, "Dude, hypocrisy is my jam, Paul."
He probably would say that.
God.
Did you see that goof laughing about?
Yes.
What a weirdo.
Oh, what a ghoul. He is a creep.
And finally.
Oh, thank God.
Alabama State University is the latest entity to remove the name of a controversial figure from its buildings. The university removed the name of former Alabama Governor Bibb Graves from Residence Hall. Graves was propelled into political power in the 1920s through the support of the Ku Klux Klan, the university said. No word on updating name changes to the Archie Bunker Hall, the Jeffrey Dahmer Dining Facility, or the Vlad the Impaler Rec Center. And that is...
Okay, I like that one.
Thank you.
Yes.
As headlines and predictions for next week.
It really is, yeah. That's exciting.
Now, have you voted yet?
I have not. I don't know why, but I just feel like I need to vote on Election Day.
I have this exact same... feeling. So,
yeah,
we did a special dialogue with Phil Lovota that outlined how you can vote and the different things on the ballot.
Nice.
Tried our best. I would say about 90% bipartisan.
Okay.
It's hard to hide some of the feelings that I had, particularly my fault. But, so, people should be aware, and if you ever want to listen to that, go to the KCTK radio app, and you can look at a podcast, and you listen to that kind of outline stuff in this area, okay? But I also got some grief yesterday from friends saying, "You haven't voted yet?" I'm like, I'm voting. I'm taking the day off.
Are you?
And I'm going to vote that day.
Yeah.
I don't think it will be a long line and everything, but it's like, they're like, no, you got to vote before to make sure it counts. I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
Do you think we're that far?
I don't know, man. I hope we're not that far. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm old-fashioned, I guess. Like, that's Election Day. You should do it. Now, mm-hmm. I do think Election Day should be a holiday.
Yeah.
And people should get off
mm-hmm.
like I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely do. But, yeah, I'm going to go up to my polling place, and I hope I'm not waiting in line for hours.
Yeah.
But
what time are you going to go, you think?
Well, so the election's on a Tuesday. I'll have workout class from 6 to 7, and then I'll just drive straight to Truman High, which is my polling.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah.
So you'll sit there with your sweat and everything.
Oh, I'll just be disgusting.
And people will be like, can he go first because he stinks?
Yes. That's a good idea. See how that works?
Yeah, I plan on going like about 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till the morning
rush. Let the morning rush get by. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the day off, or at least I'm not planning to now. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, but I don't know. Point of pride for me, I guess, to vote on Election Day. Let me ask you this. I will listen to the dialogue program.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Amendment 3? Were you able to stay nonpartisan when discussing that one?
Not really.
I didn't think so.
Not really.
Yeah, that's a toughie.
Because it's the legislature is messing that one up. Because the first thing it says, ban lobbying gifts.
Yeah.
And then campaign finance limits. Well, there already is because we passed it last year.
Right.
Or 2 years ago. And then the third thing is what they're changing.
Overriding the vote of the people.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it is, they're saying, instead of having the topographer, or mm-hmm. is that?
I think that's it.
Instead of having them, they go to a nonpartisan board,
mm-hmm.
which is what they used to do. Mm-hmm. And it's not a nonpartisan board. It's a bipartisan board. And the majority party has...
More members.
So whoever the majority party is gets to decide
the districts.
As opposed to the way that we should be doing districts like they do in Iowa, and looking at the commonalities of the community.
Right.
Okay. And I'm just saying someone should have had that bill back in, like, I don't know, 2005 or something in the legislature. That would have been good, huh?
Oh, it looks like one of our listeners has voted.
Ooh.
Or received their ballot.
Received their ballot.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Great. See, yeah, I mean, have a plan. I think, sure, some people will say to you and I, hey, what gives? You should be voting. But we have a plan. So yeah, that's part of it.
The plan is to vote on election day.
This person has a plan that sent us the copy of their ballot.
Mm-hmm.
As a Democrat, I will take that and copy it. And I'm going to have my dog vote. And
yes,
that's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, just to be fair, throw it into a fake Republican ballot collection box.
Yeah. Actually, there's a good friend of the program, Ed Keith. You know him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he says that he did not request an absentee ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up to go vote in the in-person absentee. And they looked at it and they said, no, you have a ballot coming. You requested one coming.
Oh, no.
He says he didn't. I think he did.
Oh, okay.
And then he went home and there it was in the...
Lo and behold.
In his mailbox.
Yeah.
So, to me, I thought that's a pretty good story. And I get it. It's not like this everywhere in the world. But they're making sure people aren't voting twice.
Yeah.
They're this whole worried about extra ballots coming in, they're too sophisticated for that. They just ain't going to let it.
Which is great. Yeah. It's nice to see that's happening.
And then I have a neighbor lady who lives right across the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know her?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Your mother?
I didn't want to go there.
Oh, sorry.
Well, what if someone gets it from, what if I decide that I'm just going to take, she was talking about her sister who's in a long-term facility.
Mm-hmm.
What if I just want to take her ballot and vote for? I go, well, then you would go to jail.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the same reason you don't go rob a bank. You're not a lawbreaker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are you going to do, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So, anyway, what do you got going on? What do you got going on next week?
Yeah, boy, that's a great question. I am going to go down to Columbia at some point and take my 21-year-old to dinner for her birthday.
That's nice.
We'll be past homecoming, so one night this week I will do that. So that
what's your go-to place in Columbia to eat?
There, I cannot remember the name of it. It's an Italian restaurant she really likes. It's a local Italian place. I can see it, but I can't remember the name. She also is a big fan of Bucci's. She likes the burgers there.
Have you ever been to Room 38?
Uh-uh.
Go there. It's really good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Food's really good there.
Yeah. Oh. And next week, I'm going to be out of town next weekend.
Oh, no.
Going,
Shakespeare's Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Shakespeare's is good.
Mm-hmm.
They'll throw, well, probably not COVID. They used to throw you dough. You remember that?
Yeah.
And you could eat raw dough.
Yeah.
It's very barbaric.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Herman next weekend, so I will not be
there.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You're going with friends of ours, but I didn't get an invitation.
Yeah, I know.
What? Why?
I don't know. Well, so it is Molly, not my Molly, Molly Blocker's birthday.
Okay.
And she invited a couple that she teaches with,
mm-hmm.
or she teaches with one guy, and then him and his husband are going. And then they invited us, and we're staying in a bed and breakfast that has three connected things.
Yeah, I totally left out. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, don't thank me.
No,
it's not
I thank
mine.
You, and I thank Velvy. Me and I want to tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this, and I hope he's okay with this. Me and Brian are going to do something next weekend, and we're going to have the time of our lives. And
I love that.
We're going to try to... No, you don't love it, because you're going to be left out.
Oh,
and you're
I
not
going to
have fun. You should feel bad. And we're going to have the time of our lives, because that's what friends do, is leave out other friends. Fuckers.
You know what you should do? Why wouldn't Brian come over and do Past Week Next Week as a guest host?
We could do that, but from there, you're gone. You're out. You're freaking out.
Never mind. Nope. Don't want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if he's actually good?
Yeah. Oh, he'll. Well, I mean, better. That's for sure.
All right. Fair enough.
So, what I'll be doing next week is being mad at Chris and Velvy for leaving me out again.
Dude, no. Be mad at Molly. It's her birthday.
You don't invite people to your own birthday party. You invite your spouse or somebody does that.
Is that how?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm going to have a bad week again, folks.
Oh, no, don't. Don't. Have a good week.
So, just a regular old, it's going to get cold. I've kind of been waiting for this, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sure is.
But to close the program, I have a song. I need to get, clearly, I need to get just pumped up.
Yes.
So, what do you think is the best song for that? You're going to hear it. You're going to love it.
It's probably Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
No, no, no. You're going to love it. So So, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Are you ready?
I am, yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening to Past Week Next Week with Chris and Paul. Since you loved the program, please rate and review the podcast on your favorite podcast distributor. We would love to hear from you. So contact us at 913-735-0060 or at pastweeknextweek@gmail.com and join the Past Week Next Week Facebook page. And make sure you listen to all the great programs on KCTK Radio, Delmarva Talk Radio, and Good Talk Radio. Plus, support our sponsor by picking up some Ranger Rob pet poopy bags. On behalf of Paul, I'm Chris saying goodbye.
And on behalf of Chris, we want to tell you have a good week and get pumped up with Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Yes.
Have a good week, folks.
I know this is a cheesy song, but it really is like a pump up.
Have you seen the original video before?
Yes, I have.
You're really going to be pumped up then.
Oh, look at these guys.
These guys are bitching.
Oh, one guy has a beret on.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's pretty. Look at the guy with the with the hair and the cool glasses.
Did you see the dude with the guitar pin on his collar?
Yeah, he must be the guitar player. Oh, man, that guy has a small coat on.
Do you remember on, the guitar pin. Stephen Colbert wore one time on an episode of Strangers with Candy when Paul Dinello was following his dream to be an artist, and Stephen Colbert was hiding his dream to be a rock star.
And he just hit the pin.
You don't see me trying to be a rock star, do you?
Yeah,
that was one of the best ever. But I'm sorry, I'm
because Survivor the band is walking through a toilet store
through a plumbing supply depot,
and then they're going up the stairs.
Wow. Oh, this must be where they rock out.
Yeah.
Okay, you drum like that. Okay. Got it. Oh, my God.
Look at Fozzie Bear. They're having too much fun.
Yeah, they're happy. Wow. That guy looks badass in the beret.
Yeah.
He's like a guardian angel. Are they still around? You remember the Guardian Angels?
Oh, yeah.
They would patrol the subway wearing berets.
Yeah. Kicking everyone's butt.
Kicking everyone's butt with martial arts and whatnot.
Yeah. This is a great song.
It is a great song.
It's hard to think of a better song for a movie, too.
Yeah. Oh, that guy with the Randy Newman glasses. Yeah, right. He's got a lot going on there. Dang.
Again, a lot of people want to make fun of one-hit wonders like I did with Christopher Cross.
Yes.
Here's what Survivor should do. They should go on tour and open up with Eye of the Tiger and then close with Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Maybe in between they do an acoustic version of Eye of the Tiger.
Right. Maybe we watch Rocky III in between. And just it would be bitching.
Did they have any other songs?
I don't remember.
Worth a Google.
I'm just saying it's fashionable for funny guys like you and I. Yeah, you know what? Could you imagine having one song as cool as this?
No.
It'd be so bitching.
They did a song called Burning Heart for Rocky IV? I didn't know that.
I wonder if this song was written for Rocky III or was just one of their songs.
Yeah, I don't know. Survivor.
Okay, I'm pumped up for next week. I'm having a good week.
Good deal, awesome. Man. Yeah, this is going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. going to be exciting.
And you can always come back and watch this if you want to. Like, if you start losing some of your pump, if you get a little soft, come back and you can watch this, and you'll be right back
there. If I get soft, I know what to do.
Okay, that's good.
All right, have a good week, everybody.
Yeah, seriously.
This has been a KCTK production, produced by Paul Lavoda. If you want more information about this content, then you have some real weirdness going on. You can always check out KCTK Radio on Facebook. Listen to live programs at kctkradio.com. Yes, and that is on the World Wide Web. Thank you.